Each Tuesday morning at this time on WCVE's broadcast of Morning Edition, we check in with the fact checkers at PolitiFact Virginia, a unit at the Richmond Times-Dispatch, and we're joined again this morning by Sean Gorman. Hello, Sean.
Hello, Wayne.
We're going to ask you about the two most recent items that appeared in the PolitiFact Virginia column. First of all, the Democratic candidate for Congress in the 2nd District, that's down in the Hampton Roads area, Paul Hirschfeld, made a claim about the campaign of his Republican opponent, incumbent Scott Ridgel. He said, quote, "Virginia papers called Ridgel's campaign mostly false." That would have been back in 2010 when Ridgel was first running for Congress. You checked out the validity of that claim that papers had called Ridgel's whole campaign mostly false. What did you find out on that?
Yeah, Hirschfeld decided to channel PolitiFact Virginia while taking a shot at Ridgel. And as the ad says, quote, "Virginia papers called Ridgel's claim mostly false," the PolitiFact logo flashes on the screen. Now, Hirschfeld's ad cites a PolitiFact Virginia article from the 2010 election, back when Ridgel ousted Democratic Congressman Glenn Nye. Now, in that article, PolitiFact found that a claim Ridgel made that Nye voted in lockstep with then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was mostly false. Now, PolitiFact Virginia also rated another claim Ridgel made during the 2010 campaign, and we rated that one false as well. And this year, we haven't rated any claims by Ridgel. But while PolitiFact rated one 2010 claim by Ridgel is mostly false, we never passed judgment on the overall veracity of the Republican or his campaign. So Hirschfeld's statement is over the top, and we give it our worst rating, which is pants on fire.
Okay. Now, another recent item concerned Senate candidate George Allen, the former senator and governor who's trying to get his seat back in this year's Senate election. And he made a claim, quote, "The poverty rate amongst women is the worst it's been in 17 years, and the extreme poverty rate is the worst it's ever been," unquote. Is he right?
Well, the Allen campaign cited a number of articles about the difficulties women face in finding work and making ends meet. And among those articles was a September 2011 story by the Daily Beast that details how women, single women and female-headed households were worse off in the Census Bureau's 2010 survey of households in the previous year. Now, the story accurately reported that the census found that 25.5 million women, or 16.3%, lived in poverty, and that was the highest rate since 1993, or 17 years, just as Allen said. Now, updated 2011 figures show that the poverty rate for women remains at 16.3%. Now, the number of people living in extreme poverty, and that's defined as those living at half the poverty rate, it was 6.6% of all Americans in 2011 and 7.2% of women, and that's the highest figure since 1998. So Allen is right again. So the figures back Allen's statement on this one, and we rate his statement true.
Okay. Thanks to Sean Gorman of PolitiFact Virginia. PolitiFact Virginia joins us each Tuesday morning at this time to check the facts.
Thanks, Wayne.